Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Oh yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
A special edition of the podcast for our vast listening audience today, isn't it?
Floating format tonight. Or this evening, whenever the fuck you're listening to it.
Floating format right now, coming in hot from Denton, Texas, straight out of Compton. Y'all better make way.
That's right, representing the 940.
Betches.
Yes, just getting down to energy.
Yeah, man, that's a good song.
The You Can't See Us theme song.
I'm glad we wrote that.
Yeah, it's a happening tune. That shit's gonna drop across the nation here pretty soon.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make ringtones or something.
Yeah. It's going to be hitting iPhones across the country, across the fucking world, bitches.
Across the multiverse.
That's right. It could be happening in other verses.
Yeah, it definitely is. We may not even have recorded it in that verse.
That's probably why it's so happening.
Yeah. We probably picked up on some sort of weird, what do you call it?
Cosmic, trans-universal...
Telepathy?
Recording, yeah.
Yeah.
Cosmic transuniversal telepathic recording.
Yeah, it could have been written by other people in another universe and they were telepathically putting it, or what is it called?
I mean, that kind of shit happens all the time, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the first time it's
telekinetics.
Happened. Telekinesis?
Telekinetics.
Yeah.
Where they made my hands do that on the bass and forced me to write energy.
Energy. Man, yeah, that's a happening tune.
All right, so this is what we're doing today. It's a special edition. We're going to play you some music that you might have missed. We're going to get you hip to it.
Yeah, you know, we've been getting a lot of emails from people who enjoy the bumper music that we play and the song of the week and all that shit. So
we're going to do a show today devoted to music. We're going to play 6 or 7 songs, probably we'll have time for that we've picked.
Yes, check it out, bitches.
So hopefully your mind will be blown or
to pieces.
So
it's gonna be a lot of fun, folks.
We've been in a creative little spot lately, haven't we, Starfire? I wrote 3 songs yesterday. You wrote probably 3 or 4 in the past 2 days, right?
Yeah, we're
running down a dream.
Popping them out. We're like fucking Tin Pan Alley over here.
Yeah. That's where the folk songs come from nowadays.
Yeah, that's right. These songs, they were written down in the
somewhere
United
down in
States.
The United States.
That's right, folks.
So, music time.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and get it started. We got a lot of music to squeeze into this podcast.
Yeah, what's the first one we're playing? Beach Boys?
Yeah, let's see.
We are, our award-winning news team has put together a few facts about the songs. And
let's see, all right, yeah, so the first song we're going to play for you guys is one of Charlie's favorites.
Definitely.
Beach Boys, Feel Flows, a bitchin' tune from the 1971 album Surf's Up. And interesting note, you know, we were talking about like Brian Wilson doing that. It's actually Carl Wilson on there.
Is he singing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carl Wilson is actually, I think, the guy who is my favorite voice in the band. But Brian Wilson producing.
But Carl produced that song.
Carl produced it?
I think so.
Well, shit the bed.
Yeah.
Carl did well.
Yeah, he was good because I was... Actually, the news team back there was telling me about the recording shit, you know, their history with the Beach Boys, and in 69 was when Brian Wilson started.
Freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, and Carl took over with the production.
But what Brian told me...
what did Mr. Wilson say to you?
He said that he still stayed involved with producing but didn't sing any of them, and he'd given them the songs to sing... because he wasn't going to come on the road anymore.
Yeah, he was definitely writing songs and probably producing the songs that he wrote.
Right, all right. But I wonder if Carl's the same guy who sings Big Sur.
Ooh,
off Holland?
I don't know.
We'll have to get the news team on that one.
Get on that shit, boys.
And, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are now with Feel Flows, the Beach Boys, circa 1971. Mirage likes
softly like lanterns below, to light the way gladly. When the whistling heavens quite disappear, when the wind withers memory, when the whiteness whisks our shadows away,
why should we
such a cool tune,
man. Very cool.
It's a bitchin' flute solo.
Yeah, and that revert—it's a reverse echo that he's doing on the voice there. It's like the same kind of shit Jimmy Page was doing, like with his guitar and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. God, man, I was never a big Beach Boys fan, but they do have some badass songs.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, they have some shitty songs too, just like everybody. But.
Yeah.
But whoa, shit.
There's a goddamn pterodactyl in here right now with us in the studio, dude.
Man.
We should interview that pterodactyl next time he comes through.
Yeah, you know, he just kind of flies over and then he's gone.
Yeah.
He seems to follow you around a lot, though.
I know, dude. It's pissing me off. It's fucking pterodactyl.
So check out what happened today at my wife's work. Like, she gets to work, and, like, the place has been fucked up. Like, they thought...
A pterodactyl had been through.
Maybe. Something like that.
Yeah.
There was shit all over the place.
Like, human shit?
Like, raccoon shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. A raccoon got into the fucking building and, like, tore up everything, man.
That's fucked up.
They don't know how it got in or how it got out. Something's going on with the critters here.
It could be an inside job.
Like a raccoon works there and just decided to shit on the fucking telephones?
No, dude. Like somebody that works there knows this raccoon. And this raccoon was really interested in doing this. And she got something out of it. Or he.
Yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting thought. I think something's going on with the fucking critters in...
Yeah.
The little D here.
I think so too, because this cat and squirrel war is doing nothing but escalating right now.
Yeah, I saw the smallest cat we have, Professor Featherbottom, was chasing squirrels just this very day, chasing them around, trying to, like she's not even any bigger than a fucking squirrel.
Yeah.
Trying to kill him.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. She didn't get to him, though. And then there's possums on the porch and shit. Like, something's going on with the critters. Right?
Yeah, opossums on the fucking porch.
This strange.
It's not conducive to a friendly environment in the forest. In what used to be a forest.
Right, I guess we're fucking with their environment.
Wouldn't you love to come back to anywhere and just where before, you know, when there was just probably like 5 people living around Denton?
Yeah, you know, like this studio that we're in was built in 1902. So, you know, like back then, there wasn't shit around here.
Yeah, dude, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We got to get that time machine working, too.
Fuck yeah, man.
0 point energy, man.
That just takes a lot of work. We can do it, though.
Yeah. Tesla did it, sort of. Not really, but figured out how to do it.
I don't know, man. I think he... Like, I was looking up patents for UFOs the other day.
Yeah.
And they're like actual... registered patents for UFO. Like, if you just search UFO, you'll come up with a bunch of toys. But if you search interstellar travel shit, you know,
yeah,
you come up with, like people who have devoted their whole lives to fucking space travel. And a lot of them refer to a bunch of Tesla's patents. And Tesla was doing that shit in, like, before 1900.
That's awesome. Yeah. Tesla was a bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Nikola Tesla is the technical advisor to the podcast here.
Yeah.
Folks, if you don't know Nikola.
We channel him through the grave.
Right, and through all the tubes that we have running around here.
Yeah, exactly. He still stops by.
Yeah. Oh, he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he's here for most of the podcasts. He's missed, what, one?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what he was doing there. I think he was helping somebody else out.
You know, you folks out there in our vast listening audience might know Nikola Tesla, if you've seen the movie The Prestige. Did you see that movie, Charlie?
I believe I did, but was it with Batman?
Yes. Well, not the Batman, but...
Bruce Weber. I mean, what's his name? That dude who goes nuts and, like, beat up his mom or whatever.
I don't
Terminator.
Know. Did he go nuts and beat up his mom?
I think he did something like that. I don't know. He might sue us for slander.
Oh. Well, I welcome it, sir. No, I don't know what his name is. I should...
What the fuck, like, is
this? Christian Bale was
Christian
me.
Bale, that's what I'm talking about. He's Batman.
You're right. He was Batman.
Twice.
Fuck. But Michael Keaton is Batman to me.
Fucking what's his name is Batman to me.
Adam West.
Yeah,
I guess so. But Michael Keaton really owned it.
Yeah, he did.
Adam West was just fucking around.
See, Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice to me. So he can't be Batman and Beetlejuice to me.
And Mr. Mom.
Yeah, but just more Beetlejuice than anybody.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton is a bad motherfucker. What's he doing right now, do you think?
I don't know. We should call him.
Counting his money?
Probably. Raking in those fucking royalty checks.
Yeah, dude, just chilling.
Yeah.
Just being nuts. He's a nutcase. I'm pretty, you know.
Well, speaking of nutcases, and back to The Prestige, fucking David Bowie played Nikola Tesla in that movie. Yeah. And David Bowie's a bad motherfucker.
David Bowie? UB40.
You can't see us, but we're here.
To leave a message for Starfire and Charlie and possibly be on the podcast, Call area code first, 206-338-3542.
All right.
Straight into, you guys remember when rap used to be good? When they actually just jammed?
Yeah.
Instead of just like said one word over and over again?
When they had street cred and they were fucking badass?
Yeah, man.
They didn't give a shit.
So, not unlike this next group, Naughty by Nature, we're going to go straight from Feel Flows to Feel Me Flow.
Feel Me Flow from Poverty's Paradise, 1995. Rolling Stone, check this out. Rolling Stone said it was the coolest rap song in the 90s.
I think that's maybe true.
That could start a vicious debate. Maybe.
Yeah, because Snoop had some pretty cool shit in the 90s.
Yeah, and Dre.
Yep.
They were a powerhouse.
Hitting, I was written and kitten, hitting with mittens. I'm missing, wishing, man, listen. I glisten like sun and water while fishing. Bust the move and it's worth. Serve words with nerve embedded. I said it word. Damn, you nerd, man, you heard. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers get silly and sally. Them fountain alleys and rally. Really? So here we go. Now holla if you hear me though. Come and feel me. Flow. Never nixing with tricking brothers, bitching over fixes that ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written off. You're like a platter, bad platter, boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started, so what, so long, see you fly by my tribe. How else could I say it when you play a tribe? Boom, bye, 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 bye. On point like decimals, manhandling new crews, partying with the zoo crew, looking for the pink and poo-poos. I thought you knew two stone styles of stamina, jamming, and while we're planning a jam, we bust with a party, amateur damages, managing, damaging mice, men, and even mannequins. You're a fan again, now I wanna know who's the man again. Naughty's back like vertebrae's word to hey, I ho, the way I show you, pray I flow. Steady breaking to the boogie, so bang, time to slang bang and watch all the tags, hang. Until they fizz up, rizz up, like you're with us. If not, zip up your lip up, whip up. Hits with ransom, foul styles, get air ones. We came back cause we heard hip-hop needed another anthem. Black like Noah, in fact, in Foya. If we was back in the days with the drifters, we'd have been known as the flowers. Driven these since the 70s, find me. So we went crazy in the 80s, so we won't kiss heinies in the 90s. Oops, the naughties, troops in sections of 40. So clap your hands and hold your shorty, I'm naughty.
What is that instrument called?
It's like a Moog synthesizer.
It's so badass when they use that shit in rap songs, when they used to in the 90s, man.
Yeah,
Dre would be like, what? We're putting some of that shit in there,
fuck
man.
Fuck yeah, or like Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Regulators, man, that had that synthesizer shit. And a lot of those bass lines are synth bass lines.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's some badass shit.
When it comes to rap, that is the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's what this is all about. It's just good music, man. Yeah, that shit just makes you feel good.
There's
man.
Stuff that you like and there's stuff that you don't like, and that's something that you should like.
Fuck yeah, man. That's hippening and happening. Speaking of hippening and happening, we'll move on to some funky shit.
Oh, yeah. Which one are we doing? Sharon?
Fuck yeah. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I don't know if you guys have checked out Sharon Jones, but...
You might have missed her, but we're going to make you hip to her.
She's a badass bitch.
Yeah, man.
Man, she
she was a prison guard at Rikers.
Yes, she was, man. And I wouldn't fuck with her. I'd
throw her up against the wall and kiss her if I saw her.
Yeah, yeah. She'd probably fucking kill you.
Yeah, I know. She'd probably slap me right across the face and it would hurt and I'd fall down.
And then she'd sing you a funky song like this one.
Yep.
What if we all quit paying taxes?
What if, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Let's ask Sharon Jones.
Yeah.
Right now, hear this. Sharon Jones is mad as hell and she's not going to take it no more. If you don't like what Mr. Politician Man is doing with your tax dollars, then don't give them away. What if we all stop paying taxes? On WDAP.
They're building bombs while our schools are falling. Tell me what in the hell we're paying taxes for. Well, now what if we all stop paying taxes? Now what if we all stop paying taxes? Stop paying taxes, y'all. Together and cut their funds. Hey, listen, people, listen to what I've got to say. Yeah, yeah. Oh, now what if we all stop paying taxes? I said, now what if we all stop paying taxes? We stop paying taxes, y'all. Well, what if we all stop paying taxes?
Yes, we had a misprint on our fact sheet from our bullshit news team. I don't know what we pay those guys for.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's
whatever
they,
we pay.
They told me to say what if we all quit paying taxes, and she's clearly saying what if we all stop paying taxes.
Clearly.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of this news team of ours slacking on the job, yeah. Napping.
This is bullshit.
Will we put the coffee in there for you miserable pieces of shit?
Yeah, there's the fucking door.
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
Sharon, I don't want to hear a fucking word from you.
Oh, shit. All right, back to the material. Ah, this was your pick.
Lyle?
Yes.
All right, this song, I've been waking up early lately. About, you know, 8:30 in the mornings.
Yeah, yeah, so not quite when the sun is warm.
No, not quite when the sun is warm. And, the other day, I played this right when I got up, and then I wrote three songs the same day, so I've been starting to do that again.
Ah,
I've been playing the song in the morning when you wake up, because it just puts you in a good way for the rest of the day.
It does. I second that emotion.
So this is Lyle Lovett, In My Own Mind, and yes. This was a single off whatever record this was from, but
This was from My Baby Don't Tolerate.
Mm. Mm.
2003, Lost Highway Records, man.
Yeah, man. But
I'm assuming that's accurate. I don't know.
I think that's accurate. Yeah, who knows?
They could be fucking with me again.
But this song is just the epitome of tastefulness in every way. The lyrics, the musicians, the music.
Yeah, the video's awesome.
The video's wonderful. Let's just let's sit back. I want to invite you guys to sit back and enjoy this song with Starfire and I right now. Well, I love it in my own mind.
Mm.
I get up in the morning, I drink a cup of coffee, I look out of the window, I try to get it started, I turn it all over, I plow it all under, plant 'em in the springtime, pick 'em in the summer. I live in my own mind, ain't nothing but a good time. No rain, just the sunshine, out here in my own mind. Show back up any day. That's one thing you can count on. But sometimes they'll be long gone. I'd rather be hunting, hooked on fishing. I read it on their t-shirts. If you don't believe it, still sleeping. I kiss her on the forehead, ask her how she slept. She says, honey, it's so early, we probably shouldn't speak yet. Nobody that it won't please.
I love it.
Yeah, man. Everybody should, any singer should take note of Lyle Lovett and just, or Lyle Lovett and just how coy he is, I guess. Just like, man, I'm just chilling, you know? Yeah, I don't need to, I'm just chilling, dude.
Yeah, he's got this like Fonzie cool about him.
Yeah, man. Just, I don't need to oversee. I'm just chilling. I'm not going to be like John Mayer and whisper to you. But, you know, come in your ear at night and whisper to you, and you're like, get the fuck out of here, John Mayer. I'm sick of you. I'm done with you. I've never really even liked you.
Right. Suck it.
Suck it, John. But then Lyle.
Take a hike, Johnny.
Well, yeah, Johnny, why don't you listen to Lyle Lovett, and then you can learn how to actually sing like a man.
Yeah, no shit.
Not that I'm that great of a singer as Lyle Lovett or John Mayer. I probably need to listen to Lyle Lovett a little bit more, too.
You know, it never hurts. He's a bad motherfucker.
I wake up in the morning. Mm. He's just like, yeah, you do, Lyle.
Yeah.
You totally wake up in the morning and you just chill for the rest of the day. Maybe write a song.
Singer, songwriter, actor, a man of many fucking hats, or I don't know, whatever that fucking saying is.
Man of many parts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the bar eats you.
Sometimes the bear eats the berries.
Okay, man, speaking of another cool motherfucker and a badass song, Towns. Yeah, like I wrote a couple of songs the other day, and it was because I woke up in the morning and started listening to fucking Towns, man.
Yeah, man.
Learned this song right here that we're about to listen to.
This is off Rearview Mirror?
Yeah, this is from Rearview Mirror. It originally was on the Flying Shoes album.
Yeah.
78. But this is from Rearview Mirror, which is a live recording of like quarter-inch tapes that Towns' manager, Kevin Eggers, I think is his name. Our news team sucks, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was recorded live in Oklahoma in 1979.
All right.
Great. Towns Van Zandt, No Place to Fall.
Well, if I had no place to fall and I needed to, could I count on you to lay me down? Well, I'd never tell you no lies, I don't believe it's wise. You got pretty eyes, won't you spin me round? I ain't much of a lover, it's true. I'm here, then I'm gone, and I'm forever blue. But I'm sure wanting you. The sky's full of silver and gold. Try to hide the sun. Oh, but it can't be done. At least not for long. And if we help each other grow while the light of day smiles down our way, then we can't go wrong. Time, she's a fast old train. She's here, then she's gone, and she won't come again. Won't you take my hand? Well, if I had no place to fall and I needed to, could I count on you to
to lay me down.
Bucking Towns, man.
Don't get much better than that, does it?
He's one of the best.
He's dead now, but he lives on stereo hi-fi.
That is the truth, man. He's a, I don't know, kind of a tragic character, you know?
Like, yeah, if you've ever seen that Be Here to Love Me movie, man. The doc.
Yeah, it's better to see him in Heartworn Highways. It's
yeah, when he was young and full of life and whiskey and vodka.
A whole lot. Yeah. You know, where he's like showing off his trailer house and
later on towards the latter part of the 80s and early 90s, he became more full of vodka and less full of life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad part of the whole story.
So. Yeah.
That's why we watch Heartworn Highways in the van and not Be Here to Love Me.
Yeah, but I'm more of a... I don't know. I like both of them.
Yeah, Guy Clark's fucking awesome in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so what do we got next? We got...
Shiggy Otis, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is one of my favorite fucking songs, man. We just wait till it comes in. It's just like... There's this intro, then it just drops, and he starts singing. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Did that just happen? And you're like, just chilling.
Yeah, this came out in 1974, man, and it was like, that's some funky shit, you know? And like, you know, it's not too much different than like the Naughty by Nature kind of.
Yeah, for serious.
You know, just feel good kind of groove, you know? So yeah, Shuggy Otis, man, he played almost every instrument on this album. Inspiration, Information. 1974. Check it out.
Dig it.
Behind a rainy day, I'm in a sneak back situation. Here's a pencil pad.
Making me happier.
shit.
Shuggie Otis, bitches.
Some fucking inspiration information, man.
Fuck yeah, man. So, the fuck was that? Oh, yeah. I don't either, man. That was weird. Really weird, man. It's like far out.
So he didn't Shuggy play with Zappa?
He did. Yeah. He recorded electric bass on one song when he was 16 years old.
That's awesome.
In 69. And that album that we just listened to, that song came out in 1974. So he would have been 21 years old when he did that album and recorded like every instrument on there.
Man.
Yeah. He was a bad motherfucker.
That is crazy.
But yeah. Speaking of musicians who played with Zappa.
Yeah, man.
Fucking the captain of them all is Captain Beefheart.
Yeah. The Captain Beefheart. What's his real name again?
Like Van Valet or something. Shit. I don't know.
Me neither.
Fuck. News team. We shouldn't have fired our news team. Yeah.
I used to know it. I would know it if I didn't.
Don
Van something.
Yeah. It's like Valet or something like that. Fuck. We're going to have to call those news team people back.
Oh, man.
But I do have a little bit that they left us. It's from the album Clear Spot, 1972. And an interesting note, Roy Estrada plays bass on this. And Roy Estrada was the original bass player for the Mothers of Invention.
Oh, yeah.
And what else? Yeah, so he played for the Mothers till 1969. And then he quit. He was the only member to quit Zappa's band. Everybody else was fired. Yeah. So he quit the band, and him and Lowell George was fired, I think. And so he quit the band, and they formed Little Feat. And Roy Estrada was in the first two Little Feat albums, like the best ones. Sailing Shoes and Little Feat, I think is the title.
Man.
Self-titled one. Yeah.
And this one, this song here...
Yeah, he joined the Magic Band after that. And,
awesome.
Yeah.
Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. But this song here, Her Eyes Are a Blue Million Miles, will peel the paint off your house and give your entire family a permanent orange afro. It will, man. It's like one of the coolest songs you'll ever fucking hear. And if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you, brother.
Yeah. This is...
I sound like Hulk Hogan. If you don't like it, there's something wrong with you, brother.
You need to listen to this, brother. The dude listens to this shit, brother.
Yeah, man. Let's jam this.
All right.
I look at her and she looks at me. In her eyes I see the sea. I don't see what she sees in a man like me. She says she loves me. Her eyes. Yeah, her eyes. Her eyes. Far as I can see, she loves me. Her eyes. Her eyes are a blue million miles. Far as I can see, she loves me. Yeah, her eyes. Yeah, her eyes. Her eyes are a blue million miles. What she sees in a man like me, but she says she loves me. Yeah, her eyes. Yeah, her eyes are a blue. Yeah, her eyes. Oh, her eyes are
Yes.
I love that song, man.
Captain Beefheart, man. Some far out shit.
Yep. That stuff is...
It's the balls.
You can't even deal with it, can you?
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't.
I think we might
love it.
We might have to listen to that one more time.
We should put it twice on the podcast. You know, there's been times where I've probably played that song 6 or 7 times in a row, man.
Yeah.
Just fucking listening to it, just like, yeah, picking it up.
Man, that's a good album. I think his best album is Trout Mask Replica.
Yeah.
And I don't have that in the vast record collection that we have here, but
yeah.
But thanks, folks, for listening to the kind of delving into our record collection. And,
yeah, seriously.
Hanging out with us for a little bit. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
We look forward to next week's show. It's going to be...
I think Martindale's going to come on, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. Yeah, we're playing a gig with him tomorrow.
Right? Yep. Tommy Alverson's Family Gathering.
Yes. Ooh, that's going
to
be...
I can't wait to see Tommy. And he plays that Dylan cover. He better play it, man.
Which one?
Throw my ticket out the window.
Yeah, yeah. The Nashville skyline.
Throw my troubles out the door. Man.
I don't need him anymore.
For tonight, I'll be staying here with you.
Yeah, man. He's good.
Her eyes. Oh, her eyes. Her eyes are red blue, million miles.
Yes. Well, all right, folks. See you next week.
Good night, Irene. Good night. I'll see you in my dreams.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.